The Greater Lansing area has many shelters and organizations to help the homeless, but Gateway Youth Services is the only one for homeless and unaccompanied youth. For Neighbors in Action this week here on Current State, we're joined in the studio by the director of Gateway Youth Services, Jennifer McCann, and Sophia Estrada Ferreira, outreach director for the organization. Jennifer, Sophia, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
An administrative question to start for you, Jennifer. Since we last had Gateway on the show in 2013, you've merged with Child and Family Charities. How has that partnership impacted your outreach?
Well, it was a very successful merger, I would say. We, as a standalone agency, we were always struggling with just having the resources and the funding for day-to-day operations and programming. We were never able to create a development team to build sustainable funding in the community. And with the funding streams changing all the time, it was a constant struggle just to keep the doors open. So merging with Child and Family, it's a larger organization, has very similar population service as well as program philosophy. So it's been very successful. It's been short term so far. It's only happened since October 2014. But so far, it's been a very good marriage. And we're working with their development team to create longer-term sustainable funding and support in the community.
So a good collaboration, strength in numbers, so to speak.
Absolutely.
So, Sophia, tell us about your street outreach program and how that works.
Okay. So every Monday through Friday, we go out in the community and we do what we, in essence, outreach, where we provide resources and referrals to local shelters, to food banks, to clothing banks. We provide resources like food, clothing, and hygiene as well. Street outreach is a community-based program that provides services to youth out in the streets that otherwise wouldn't have those resources, at least immediately.
But you're helping the youth directly, or you're helping other organizations that help the youth? Or
it's
both.
Kind of both,
oh,
a combination
okay.
of both. So we're directly serving the youth by giving them the resources, but also the referrals to our community partners.
Well, besides the outreach, what about the other direction? How do kids find you?
Through our community partners as well. But a lot of our outreach is we're in the schools. We're out at in the community centers. We are directly going out and telling them about our programs.
Are there enough services, is there enough awareness at the school level, at the local school level, of the kinds of services that you offer? I mean, have you and similar agencies maximized that opportunity?
Yes. So street outreach is very connected to all the schools. At the beginning of every school year, we reach out to all the schools in our service area, which is the Tri-County, Ingham, Eaton, Clinton area. And Sophia and her team go in, they set up tables during the lunch hours. So they're also doing giveaways to try to entice youth to come and talk to them. But they're educating them about what does youth homelessness look like? How do you help somebody who is in a situation where their housing is unstable or unsafe? And how can you help them connect to our services? And so we have a great relationship with all of our schools. We receive a lot of referrals from schools. Each school also has a McKinney-Vento homeless school liaison. So they're also identifying youth in their school system that are homeless that may be a good fit for our programs.
What is that again? Tell us a little bit more about the liaison.
Each school district is required to have a homeless liaison, which is a federal requirement. It's through the McKinney-Vento Act.
McKinney-Vento.
Yep.
Okay.
And so once they identify that a young person is homeless, and that doesn't mean Gateway primarily focuses on youth who are unaccompanied, so youth who are separated from their families.
Okay.
But with the homeless school liaison, they're focusing on all youth who are homeless. And so they could be youth who are in and out of shelters. They could be youth who are couch hopping, youth who are doubled up and living with other families. And so their resources are stretched in them, and they may be sleeping on couches and on floors. And once they're identified as homeless, then they begin to connect those young people to additional resources and support. A lot of it is making sure that they have transportation to and from school, so their school is not disrupted, that they have access to school supplies, that they are registered for the free school breakfast and lunch that they need in order to have healthy food and nutrition in order to concentrate during the school day. Sometimes they'll connect them to clothing and support for school activities. So if they are playing sports or you know, engaging in after-school activities that they have the resources they need to also participate. So to be able to, even though they're in a vulnerable situation, have access to all of the resources that any other school child would have.
About how many kids are you serving right now, let's say? At any one time, you're serving how many? And how many would that be about now?
Averagely about 400 youth.
400?
Yeah.
Simultaneously. In yeah. To one extent or another.
Yes, yeah, to yeah. one extent or another.
How big is your staff?
Oh.
Oh, I hate it when people laugh when I ask that question. How big is your staff?
Yeah, as a division, we have about 25 total.
Okay.
And that includes for our shelters, which are supervised 24 hours a day, in addition to our street outreach team that is out in the community, our True group, which is a support and activity group for LGBT youth, and our small support staff.
That's one staffer for every 8 young people that you serve right now. 25 staff, 400 served. Do you rely on volunteers here?
Oh, absolutely.
To what extent? Talk to us about the volunteer opportunities.
They're invaluable. I mean, the volunteers are amazing. We like I said, they're just invaluable. They offer support for our staff. Before, we concentrated a lot on volunteers for our street outreach team because it only consisted of at least one staff member. So we'd have 3 or 4 volunteers come out, but they're truly invaluable to our programs.
A rich volunteer opportunity, it sounds to me. Jennifer, you have a few other programs in addition to the street outreach, which we've touched on. Give us an overview of what Higher Ground is about and Crossroads. Higher Ground and Crossroads.
So we have a youth shelter. It's a licensed child caring institution. We're licensed by the state of Michigan, and in that shelter, which is called the Kevin Moody Youth Home, named after, unfortunately, one of our board members that is now deceased. We have 2 programs that serve runaway and homeless youth. So it's a co-ed facility with youth ranging in ages from 12 to 21. And within those 2 programs, Higher Ground is more of our short-term crisis intervention program, and so that's our younger population, 12 to 17-year-olds. We have 4 beds in the shelter, and they can come into shelter for up to 21 days if they need it. We also do prevention services. So if youth are in a situation where family conflict is such that without support and intervention, they may start to separate from the family home, we can do prevention services where we actually send a case manager and a therapist into the family home to provide support services. And the whole goal of Higher Ground really is to digest what are the root causes of family conflict and what can we do as an organization to help them to repair family relationships, to improve family communication, and to keep that youth in that family home for as long as possible, so long as that home is safe and in the best interest of that youth and family.
Are you ever in a circumstance where you are able to prevent a young person from, say, running away from home, from that kind of thing? Can you get there at the preventive level?
Absolutely. If families ask for supportive services at the right time, then we can get in there and we can start resolving that family conflict that prevents the youth from leaving or from the families getting into a position where they feel like they can't properly care for that youth anymore and ask them to leave or start seeking other sources of housing.
Sophia, what do you find most rewarding about this work? What makes you glad you've got the job that you've got?
That we're truly changing the lives of a youth. And it may not be, it could be generational. Like if we're working with a teen mother, we're not only changing the lives of her life, but also the life of her child. So just knowing that we can create that change is what gets me up in the morning.
Is there a turnaround story you can share with us?
Sure. We had a young lady come to us from out of state, actually. She met somebody online. She was in a place where she just needed to get out of her home. She felt like her lifestyle was in conflict with her parents' lifestyle. Family lifestyle was very conservative. She identifies as gender fluid, which went against her family's religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So that youth kind of fled, looking for another source of support and another option for living, met somebody online, and then came to Michigan. And like most of those situations occur when you meet somebody online and you really haven't established like a real good relationship, you come there, it doesn't fit, or you know, it's not what you expected.
Right.
So then they get disconnected from that, and then she became homeless. She came to us, came into our shelter, into our Crossroads program, which is our longer term program for older adolescents. She stayed there for almost a year. While she was there, she was able to enroll in college and begin taking college classes. She obtained employment and started saving money. She learned some budgeting skills, and she recently moved out into her own apartment. She's now living in student housing successfully. She keeps in touch with us, and she's doing very, very well.
Nice story. Glad you were able to share that with us. I wish we had more time. We want to thank our guests, the director of Gateway Youth Services, Jennifer McCann, and Sophia Estrada Ferreira, outreach coordinator for the organization. It is the only shelter and organization that is geared for homeless and unaccompanied youth here in our area. Many thanks. Continued success. Hope you pick up some volunteers.
Thank you.